KORN News Radio Sports for Tuesday morning, August 11th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Austin Martin had four hits and a home run last night as the Minnesota Twins returned home and they beat the Baltimore Orioles 9-5. Josh Bell also with a three-run home run for Minnesota. Dean Kramer in his second start with the Twins since being brought over by Baltimore at the trade deadline allowed one run on one hit last night against his former team as Kramer threw seven innings, striking out seven hitters. Austin Martin led off the third inning with a solo home run to break a scoreless tie. He has singled back in the first and then reached on a bunt single in the seventh. Twins would score five runs in that seventh inning. Also thanks to that Josh Bell three-run home run. Game two of the three-game series between the Orioles and Twins is tonight at 6:40. Midco is donating $1.5 million to the University of South Dakota Athletic Department. The gift will transform the former Dome Club inside the Dakota Dome into the new Midco Club. Upgrades will include windows that open to the stadium on game days, additional televisions, new furniture, and refreshed finishes. Additional game day seats will also be available for purchase on a limited basis. USD Women's Soccer begins their season on Thursday. They travel to Northern Iowa at 4 p.m. Coyotes will be at Nebraska to take on the Cornhuskers Sunday afternoon at 1. South Dakota State to Women's Soccer. They also begin their season this week. They host Manitoba at Thursday at 7 p.m. SDSU coming off an NCAA tournament qualifying season. The Dallas Cowboys and defensive tackle Quinnen Williams have agreed to a three-year contract extension worth $105 million. $101 million of that is guaranteed. It averages out to $35 million per year. That is second among NFL defensive tackles. Williams, who turns 29 years old this season, was acquired last year from the Jets. Cowboys finished 7-9-1 last year, missed the playoffs for the second straight year. Kansas City Chiefs offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy has returned to the team. Monday was his first practice since his wife was shot at the couple's Virginia home last month. Bieniemy's wife, Mia, was shot by their son on July 26. She's currently in stable condition. The couple's 27-year-old son, Elijah, has been charged with malicious wounding, a firearm use in a felony, and discharging a firearm inside of a dwelling. His court appearances have been delayed pending a mental health evaluation. Bieniemy returns to the Chiefs after previous stints with the Washington Commanders, Chicago Bears, and UCLA. The Buffalo Bills say they are set to address concerns about partially obstructed views in their brand new $2.1 billion stadium on a case-by-case basis. The concern surfaced over the weekend as fans attended the Bills' first full practice at their new stadium on Saturday. Some photos and video showed blocked views by railings, staircases, and other structures. The Bills say they'll review each complaint and make adjustments over the next 6 weeks before they have their first home game against Detroit on September 17th. Highmark Stadium in Buffalo seats just over 60,000 fans. For more sports, check us out online at KORNradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.